How's it feel to be here?
It feels good, you know. New start. You know? Shot in the arm, B12 shot. It's good for me. Feel like a rookie again.
What was it about Denver that attracted you the most?
I really like the way the team responded to being here. You know, talking to the guys, talking to John Lynch, talking to some of the guys around here. How they really, I mean, John sold the place. I played with John. Nate Webster, I played with him. He sold the place, you know what I mean? And for me to get that from guys that I play with, it means a lot, you know? You know, I remember playing with Ian Gold when he was in Tampa, and all he did was talk about wanting to be back, you know what I mean? So I wanted to see how special it was. So I'm here now.
How'd they sell it?
I mean, like you would sell anything. Speak highly of it, you know, in the highest regards. You know, class organization, you know, the way the practice sessions are, the winning tradition here. It sells itself almost, but, you know, to get the team, the players, to speak on the behalf of the organization, it says a lot.
Is ultimately the winning thing that matters most for you, though?
That's all it comes down to in this league. You know what I mean? It all, basically, everything comes down to wins and losses. It's as good as it is, it's as bad as it is. You know, so for me, for a team that's always striking playoff, always finish with a winning record, that lends itself to a player that wants to strike again, big, in the worst way. So it's good for me.
What's your chance of playing on Sunday?
I'm not sure. I'm just here trying to get my legs back, you know what I mean? Taking it slow, you know what I mean? Taking it real slow. But, you know, this is my first time I'm even putting a helmet on, so everything is new for me, you know, since my injury. So I'm just trying to get back to where I'm used to playing on.
How healthy do you feel?
We'll soon find out, you know. Walking around the street, I feel fantastic, you know what I mean? But this calls upon a little bit more of an intense situation. So for myself, I think I'm okay. I think I'm adequate to play, but, you know, we'll soon find out. The process for me is going to – I'm going to probably feel as good as I feel right now, you know what I mean? But being the fact that it's a game of football and it's a game of attrition, it's going to take its toll. So I'm going to see how my body holds up, you know, my shoulder. My body feels good. My shoulder, you know, it feels okay as well. But, you know, like I said, I'm going to put it in the meat grinder and I'll be able to give you a better assessment after it's all said and done.
How would you place your chances of playing this Sunday?
I just told you. What's up? What's next?
Simeon, when you're coming back from an injury, mentally versus physically, it probably is a little bit of both.
It's a challenge for me because I've never been injured before. It's a challenge for me because of the fact that I have to atone for a lot. You know, I'm used to fans and the people that watch me play used to me playing on a high level, you know what I mean? So I can't just walk in and be a guy, you know what I mean? I gotta be, you know, hot 97. I gotta bring that funk, that fire. That's what I do. So it's not gonna be easy. It's not like riding a bike, you know. It's a game of skill that has to be built back, you know. And like I said, I have the mindset and I have the know-how to do it. So I'm just taking on it as an overall challenge to myself.
Coming in, what do you know about Jim Bates' system?
Not much. I'm a newbie in every sense of it, you know. So I'm learning, you know. It's a learning process. But I know about football, and I know about playing well and dominating. And those are the things that I'm going to rely on when my number's called, when it's time for me to perform.
How tough is it going to be to grasp it at this point?
I grasp things easy.
You see yourself being an impact player on this defense?
I see myself being who I am, you know, delivering. And like I said, at this juncture, you know, I wouldn't have signed if I didn't feel like I could play the game, you know what I mean? It's just how much I'm going to be able to give and, you know, the impact that I'm going to have to play with and the performance level and the production. And that's all what I've always been kind of duly noted with. So for those factors in itself, it's going to be something that I'm going to have to springboard. Like I said, what I'm going to fall back to in the end is my history and how I play and the knowledge I have and the wisdom I have of football and the things that's been kind of ingrained in me. And I think that's just about hardness and being hard enough to endure a 16-game season.
You worried about the altitude at all, Sammy? I remember back in Flagstaff, you had some altitude issues back then, years ago.
I got bigger worries than that, you know what I mean? Those aren't my huge concerns in me. My biggest concerns is my shoulder at this point.
Simeon, when you look at this team and what you've seen so far, do they need Simeon Rice on this team?
I don't know what they need, you know what I mean? I think they got what they need, you know what I mean? I'm only here to give them a, a brief shot in the arm, you know what I mean? I'm here only here to do, like I said, my due diligence, is and that's production. Their needs, I think they got great players. I think they got a good situation, a great organization. They have a lot of performers here. Like I said, what my aim is to really take it to another level, you know, in my performance and help this defense, you know, fulfill the duties what they want to get accomplished, and as a team fulfill the duties that the team overall vision is. So I'm trying to put myself, like I said, in proximity with that as much as possible.
Simeon, if you're healthy, how good are you?
The best. There's no ifs, ands, or buts, but you know, the fact is that, you know, I got to test it out to find out where I'm at. And I'm excited to do so. That's why I signed on the dotted line, because, like I said, there's a challenge ahead of me that I can actually accomplish. And like I said, for myself, at this stage of my career, it's a motivating factor to go out and perform and have a reason why you're going to perform, as opposed to just showing up, picking up a check. It's about wins. It's about getting back to, like I said, the Mount Rushmore football. That's what the levels I'm used to playing on. You know what I mean? So it's going to be a challenge in every sense of it, because everything is going to try me, from just the nature of knowledge and understanding of the defense to the physical aspects of it. And those are the things I signed on for when I signed up.
Do you feel like you're in game shape right now?
Yep. I stay ready.
How much do you think it will help you that they have a reputation for taking it easy on the veterans in practice, low contact, that kind of thing?
I'm not sure. Like I said, I've never been in this circumstance. I haven't practiced yet. I have no idea, you know what I mean? The things that I like are in place. I said the things that got me here are the things that I was able to see. There's an unknown factor. We all know that. And those are the things that I can't really speak of. Those are the unmentionables. But the tangible things that I know is the fact that, you know, I know this is an organization, a class act organization. The players are excited about this season. The coaches are excited about this season. I'm excited about playing. So the vision is there. Both, you know, both, you know what I mean? But like I said, when I was coming in the league, I wasn't as damaged as I am at this point. But like I said, I feel as though I'll hold up and I'll be as adequate as I ever was before.
Thanks.
No doubt. Thanks.